Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mark Haynes of the Sacramento Observer. Mark, always great to talk to you. My man, first, let's just start with the easy question. Your thoughts on watching Doug Christie the last handful of games?
Man, I'm liking what I see. It seems like, you know, but, you know, a lot of teams, when they switch coaches or whatever, you always get that, you know, that burst of energy from everybody, and everybody want to, you know, make the new coach look good. And the Sacramento Kings are doing a good job of that. But just the interaction with the players, the way he's talking about his players, I think this is an energy and a feel that he can sustain, you know, over time. So I really like, you know, everything that I'm seeing from Doug. And, I think it could go, you know, it could go for a while. Not saying the streak will go for a while, but this energy.
What's the one thing that you can put your finger on that is? Is it simply the energy, or are there schematic things that you see? Is it, obviously, we talk about Keon Ellis playing, everybody's noticing that, but is it just that these guys are playing with the things that are undefinable, like confidence and energy and all that other stuff, or do you see something basketball-wise that looks different with Doug Christie out there?
Well, it's more so, like, you know how they talk about the players' coach. This is a guy that's played, you know, basketball at the highest level, obviously. And I think, you know, not to say that they didn't buy into what Mike Brown was doing the first, you know, during his tenure here. But I just feel like there's a level of trust that Doug has with these guys, like, straight from the back. Obviously, he's been an assistant coach for them or whatever, and now just having the full reins and being the head coach, I feel like they're just playing harder. I don't necessarily see, like, a difference in, you know, anybody in like, schematically or anything like that. They're running, you know, basically the same stuff. It does look like Sabonis he's not orchestrating the offense as much. But he's still, you know, he's still doing the normal thing. So I think, obviously, like you said, bringing Keon and him playing more minutes, obviously that has something to do with Fox being out, you know. But I imagine he's still going to play, you know, more than he did under Mike Brown. But I really just think it's an energy thing, and they, you know, they played bad for so long, and especially during that 6-game streak. A new face, a new voice, somebody else in charge, I think it's just been good for the team. And I really, like, I think it was smart of Doug to, you know, that when he took the team up there to look at the beans and talk to him up there. And, like, I felt like he's doing a good job of leading this team back into the right direction.
What do you think it was about Keon? Because, you know, we talked and, you know, not only has De'Aaron been out, Keegan was out one of those games. So three of the six games Doug has coached, someone has been out that Keon's been able to step in for, particularly the starting lineup, Mark. But as you noted, he played in the first three games as well. And I know a lot of people are curious as to what exactly Keon's role will be and how big it'll be when we hope. De'Aaron returns on Friday against Boston. Again, I'm saying we hope. I certainly don't know if he will or he won't. But what do you think it was about Keon and Mike's relationship or what Mike saw in Keon that kept him off the floor at times during chunks of this season?
Yeah, that was a strange situation. It seemed like, you know, everybody who watches the Sacramento Kings play can kind of see that Keon, you know, he's been one of the impact players, you know, the last couple of seasons. And it didn't seem like he, you know, took a step back or anything. So, but, you know, I'm assuming, you know, from what I'm hearing and things like that, I'm assuming it might have been more of a practice thing. And obviously practice translates over to games. But you know, I've coached basketball and football before. And sometimes,
whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You just find that one player that just, you know, it ain't that you don't like him, but it's just that one guy you pick on. And, you know, during Mike Brown time, you know, he's had one of those guys every year. He, you know, when he first got here, it was the Rashawn Holmes time. Then last year was kind of Davion. And I think Keon was just on board to be that guy this year. Yeah.
Let me hold on. I got to put some note in my phone. Don't let Reese play for Mark Haynes. Yeah, okay. Cool. There we go. But, no, I mean, it does happen. There's a guy on a lot of these, you know, a lot of teams that, you know, people coach with that they're just not feeling the vibe. And sometimes it's justified and sometimes it's not. And then when the concern is when it's not justified and the others around you see like, hey, you're giving this guy a hard time or you're not giving him the opportunity, that's when it could spiral out of control. And that might have been what happened with this Kings team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Because, like, you know, us being – from the outside looking in, that's kind of how most of I'm speaking for everybody, and I probably shouldn't, but I feel like most of the media, you know, felt that way. It felt like, you know, Keon was just not getting a fair shake, and, you know, he was ending up the odd man out. DMPs for him on this team with, you know, having a bench that struggled all year, it just didn't make sense. And I imagine that had to do something with, you know, the departure of Mike Brown, because it, you know, and now you got Doug Christie there. He's, you know, he's playing him. Obviously, we're still looking to figure out what his role is going to be. But I don't think we're going to see any, you know, DNPs in the near future. Keon is a guy that he's a coachable player. So let me say this right. He's a coachable player, but he's one of those people that you just want to throw him out there and let him do his thing. He causes havoc. He's in the passing lane. He knocks down shots. You know, even some of them shots in that in the last game, some of the shots you're like, you know, you was kind of, especially in the clutch, you was kind of hesitant on seeing them, but he takes them with confidence and knocks them down. And, you know, sometimes he missed, and you got to live with it. But his energy is needed for this team, especially. And it seemed like when they was in that six-game losing streak, they could have used him a lot more.
So how do you feel about this team moving forward? We certainly know what we're seeing. There's obviously renewed energy. The guys seem to be feeling great. They seem to love to play for Doug. Doug, I know, loves being a head coach. But from a basketball standpoint, we still have questions about the rosters. That double overtime game against Miami was certainly a good example. You saw those starters, including Keon, playing massive minutes. He didn't really get a performance that you'd hope from Trey Lyles, who has been, you know, really good in most recent days. You certainly didn't get a performance that you were hoping for from Kevin Huerter, who had been good the day before against the Golden State Warriors. So from a bigger picture perspective, do you feel good about the Sacramento Kings team, or are you still kind of on edge? Like, there's some things to work out here.
No, yeah, there's definitely things to work out. But I will say this, and not even to just be living in the moment, this is the best I've felt about this team all season. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but but I feel good in the sense of, like I said, every game that Doug has been here has been, what is it, six now, whatever. Mm-hmm. The guys, they seem to be playing harder. And not that they wasn't playing hard before or whatever, but it seems like they've, you know, found some type of, their competitive nature is kicking in. And I felt like in the beginning of the season, they thought they would just, you know, we got DeMar DeRozan and Fox, but we're just going to be good. We just got to show up. Mm-hmm. And that's what it felt like. But now it feels like, you know, they're coming out and competing. But we still have to see how things are going to go when the star comes back, when De'Aaron Fox comes back, and you know, because that's going to change things again. Yeah. And it's like, you know, Doug's going to have to start all over from scratch and figure out what works. But as long as they could keep this, you know, this competitive spirit up, and like Doug Christie been saying, you know, the last few games, you know, believing each other, believing in themselves, I think we can get a better finish than we got a better start.
I hear you on that. One more thing. You've seen Devin Carter a few times when he was with Stockton, and now a couple times here with the Kings. What you think of his game? What you think of what you've seen from Devin Carter so far?
You know what? I like him. I like him. He's so far, you know, it's been we only seen a short stint of him, but I like him. I like him more than I thought I would. Being a point guard, another, you know, a small undersized guard, not undersized guard, but undersized for this roster because, you know, they need some length.
Yeah.
But he plays a lot bigger. You know, he uses his athleticism and he's not afraid to compete. You know, he got the assignment of guarding Steph Curry, you know, in his second game. And he didn't seem intimidated, or mm-hmm. he looked ready for the moment. And I like his attitude. I like his spirit. And I think he could be – at first I was like, you know, I don't know how he's going to fit. It's going to be a lot of pressure on him being a rookie, drafted to the Sacramento Kings when they could have got, you know, a Jared McCain who's from Sacramento, and Jared was having a crazy year. So I felt like he would, you know, and even Jalen Wells, who won the second round, who gave, you know, gave us 30, you know, in Devin's mm-hmm. debut.
He was killed.
I felt like that pressure was going to kind of, you know, maybe make him start off shaky, but he looks good, man. I like him.
Appreciate you, Mark. Great stuff as always, my man. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, Mark Haynes right there.